This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know the last time you told someone you love them, but I don't think you and I have ever told someone, I love you with an everlasting love. Why? Because we're not everlasting, but God is. That's what we talk about all this week from Jeremiah 31, God saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. This is part two today on Cross Hope. Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. And then verse 9, they will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble. I want to start with verse 3 again, if we could bring that up. I love this phrase, the Lord appeared to us in the past. I'm not trying to be mystical. I'm not trying to be otherworldly. I'm not trying to overplay this. But I really believe there is a sense in which the Lord appears to us in ways that we take for granted every day. You just shared in communion service, I personally believe that there is an appearance of the Lord in the Lord's Supper, not in some apparition. I don't mean that at all. There's an appearance of Christ in this that Jesus said, every time you eat the bread, every time you drink the cup, you proclaim my death until I come. Something happens, get this, in communion that doesn't happen in any other time of the service. The Bible doesn't say when the minister gets up and speaks, then you proclaim my death. No, it doesn't say it in worship, as important as that is. It's when we take the cup and we take the bread. And now I'm going to say something that you may not like to hear, but I really believe this. If that's true about the Lord's Supper being a time that we're drawn to the Lord, I personally believe that Satan wants you to not partake of communion week after week, month after month, year after year. If it is what the Bible says it is, a proclamation to ourselves and to the world and even to Satan that we belong to Jesus Christ, then certainly he doesn't want us to do it. How else does the Lord appear to us? I think every time you open up the Word of God, there is an appearance of the Lord. If the Holy Spirit wrote this book and guided the writing of it, it makes sense to me that every time I open the book and read it, even privately, there's a manifestation of the Spirit of God in my life because I'm reading His Word. Some of you have never heard what I'm going to tell you the third way that Jesus appears to us. He appears to us through unlikely people. Do you remember the passage in the Gospels where Jesus said, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was in prison, you didn't visit me. I was sick and you didn't minister to me. And the rhetorical question to Jesus was, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you sick? When did we see you in prison? And Jesus says this, I will say to them, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of these, my brothers, you've done it unto me. I want to suggest to you that Jesus sometimes appears to you in the people that ask you for help. Always? No, not always, but sometimes. That sometimes he comes to you through a child. He comes to you through a sick person. He comes through somebody elderly that needs your help. And as you minister to people, Jesus said, inasmuch that you do this to the least of these people, you just did it for me. So I love that verse. That verse has greater significance. Verse 3, the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
Well, I want to talk about that tomorrow, the significance of a love that's everlasting, a love that you and I don't have the capability of showing. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message or any other message you may have missed on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.